Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape. Liz Berlin is on Berg Vivant tonight. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, it's good to see you. It's good to meet you.
Yes, finally.
Because prior to today, we have not been acquainted, but your job and your life fascinates me. I imagine that there could be a reality TV show about what it's like to be co-owner of Mr. Small's Theater in Millvale.
That would make a good reality show.
The space fascinates me. I've been there once. And it's a 18th century Catholic church, which has been renovated into sort of a multi-use theatrical, musical presentation space and theater. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it just keeps evolving. The main sanctuary is an 850 capacity concert venue. We have several levels of balcony and a restaurant, full restaurant. And we've just opened a smaller club around the corner called the Fun House at Mr. Small's, which is a 175 capacity room.
The fun never stops there.
I know.
Now, you've had some pretty, big names come in over the years.
We have.
Let's name drop.
Oh, gosh. Is it time to name drop?
Yeah. Let's get right to it.
Am I allowed to swear on this?
No, oh, not. It's up to you.
Put your best foot forward,
like
the Liz. The most crazy one was when Snoop Dogg played my venue, and that was the first time that I was walking through the crowd, just going from here to there, doing what I'm normally doing at any given point, and I look up and I go, "That's fucking Snoop Dogg on my stage."
Now, what point of Snoop Dogg's fame was this? Like, was
like
this early
post,
on?
No, like
so
like
he
post.
Was Snoop
like,
Dogg.
He was Snoop Dogg. And he was on my stage.
And it's amazing, too, because it's being there, it is literally, from the outside, an old church in, like, a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. What's your relationship with your neighbors like when Snoop Dogg is jamming at, like, midnight, 1 a.m.?
I mean, the borough of Millvale has been extremely supportive from day one and just welcoming us to the community. I think that, it's been a mixed bag with the people who live in the community. Some people really love it. Some people, wish that it would never change. But I think that the majority of residents and business owners are excited for the change that's coming to Millvale.
I imagine it's been a huge asset for local music artists.
Oh, extremely huge, especially since we opened the new room, the Fun House, because we opened that really with the thought in mind of really connecting with our local music communities and integrating them into the constant flow of regional and national acts coming through Mr. Small. So we really make an effort to pair locals with traveling acts to do opening slots so that they can form relationships and start traveling themselves.
So when you're booking musicians or bands, do you call them? Do they call you? How does your...
It's a little bit of both. Yeah, a little bit of both. I mean, bands will... booking agents will send out and say, "I've got, these people are going on tour. Do you want the dates?" And then other times we target acts that we would be really excited about if we hear they're going on tour. And,
Wow.
We can try to target acts that we want to play as well.
Wow. So who else from Snoop Dogg has really just floored you?
We had Johnny Marr from the Smiths play.
Okay.
And that was phenomenal. We had Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction came one time, and that was kind of amazing. And the odd part is he was touring with a newer band of his that nobody had heard of, so nobody was really there.
So for those who have never been to Mr. Small's, and if they haven't, I highly recommend that they do visit once. It's a very unique experience. What can they expect? Is it primarily like a pop rock crowd, or is it all across the board, very diverse as far as the music and music fans that you see?
The crowd is very much dependent on who the headliner is. It's a destination venue. If there's hip hop, it's hip hop. If there's metal, it's metal. But many times though, I've seen performers on the stage just kind of stop and just look around and kind of take in the enormity of the room. And, and I think that while, you know, it was a former church and the Catholic diocese desanctified every religious aspect of it, but I think that that feeling of expansion and that feeling of spirituality is still in the building.
What the heck goes on when you desanctify something? Were you there to see what they did?
Everything.
Well, I mean, is it like, do they do a prayer, like, no, a, like an exorcism?
No, they literally take out every stained glass depiction of everything that has anything religious.
Oh, okay.
To the point where they razor bladed the outline of the saints out from the wall. You could see the outline.
Oh, wow.
Of saying, yeah.
Well, they, I didn't know if they had to do anything ceremonial.
Yeah,
to,
they
like,
probably did. Okay. Probably. It's probably all very official.
Yeah, I would have liked to see a desanctification of a space.
They desanctified it, yeah.
I mean, you could have an annual party celebrated when the space was desanctified.
We could. Yeah. I guess we could celebrate that.
The ideas are just coming out. I'll let my agent call you. We'll work it out.
All right.
But, you know, you do a lot outside of Mr. Smalls, too.
In fact,
there's a really interesting project that I've heard about from a couple sources coming up that you're involved with, the Social Justice Disco.
Yes, I've been working on this project for about a year and a half now with my friend Fat Mandy. She's a local singer here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, we're big fans. She's been a guest on the show.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. So Social Justice Disco, Songs to Fight Fascists By, is a project that we've been doing for a while now. We're recording a full-length album of a lot of original songs, a lot of cover songs, protest songs, disco songs with lyrics changed to mean more current things. And so it's a really, really great project. And we are having our first world premiere of the whole band with all of our special guests. It's going to be probably 60 people performing.
Wow.
On December 14th.
Nice. Now, is this the first outing of Social Justice Disco? Will there be others? This sounds like something that could be annual, like a little like Woodstock.
Or, it's going to be much more than annual. We're gonna do this show on December 14th at the JCC at the Katz Theater, and then we're gonna finish recording our album, finish mixing, and do a big CD release party at Mr. Smalls, probably sometime in February.
That'll be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let us know about that. We'd love to cover that. Be there at Mr. Smalls for that party. I just know that you guys throw one heck of a party down there.
Aww,
there's a lot of warmth, and congratulations to, you know, keeping it so vibrant all these years. I think it really is an excellent, jewel in the cultural crown of Pittsburgh.
Aww,
how's that?
Well, that is so special.
Can you put that on your website or
t-shirts? I think I might have to.
Or we'll make a crown, or literally.
I want those words in my crown.
We can do that. Now, you yourself are a musician. Is this true?
I am, yeah. I'm a musician. I'm in a band called Rusted Root. I've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Now, if I've heard of your band, you know that you've really made some waves. Okay, because listen, I listen to old recordings of, like, you know, records from the 1930s and 40s, okay? So for me to know it, you've made it, okay? And I know Rusted Root.
I feel honored that
Yes.
That's wonderful.
So which came first, your involvement with Mr. Smalls or your being part of Rusted Root?
Rusted Root came first. Michael, the lead singer, and I knew each other during high school, and during early college years solidified the band and started touring. And then it was while we were touring that I met my future husband, Mike Speranzo. We had a child together at the height of my fame, and he dropped everything. He was a professional skateboarder, dropped everything to come on tour with me and allow me to be a pregnant rock star, and then toured with me, and we raised the baby on the road.
Wow.
Yeah, so his nickname all that time was Mr. Smalls.
Oh, yeah, so that's how the place got its name.
Yeah, so we did that for probably about the first year and a half of our son Jordan's life, and then it kind of got to the point where Mike was feeling like he wanted to stay home and build a life, and we couldn't have the baby out all the time. So we started looking for real estate to build our first recording studio, which we found in Millville, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And that was the birth of Mr. Smalls.
It's so exciting. See, this is going to be an episode on the reality series that is your
life. It's going to be a really good series.
I'm ready to pitch it.
I will be a
producer.
Who would be
Life would
be
at Mr.
Actors,
Smalls.
Though,
big time at Mr. Smalls.
How's big time. That sounds good.
Again,
sounds good.
The gems just flying out
right.
here. Write
I
it
know.
Down.
You're full of them.
And definitely get down to Mr. Smalls and see Liz for a lot of their events coming up. We'll have the website tacked onto the end of the video. You never know who will show up.
Yeah.
Thank you, Liz. Yeah, good welcome. Chatting with you.
Yeah, good chatting with you.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.